A new road in northern Indiana opens today for a special type of traffic. The road was built to get horse-drawn Amish buggies away from cars and trucks. The destination is a place that most people would not associate with the Amish way of life. From member station WVPE in Elkhart, Indiana, Marianne Holland reports.
If you live in Amish country, the sound of a horse and buggy traveling down a country road is familiar and comforting, a rural scene promising a slower pace of life. But the unexpected sight of an Amish buggy when speeding over a steep hill on a narrow back road or nearing a stoplight on a fast four-lane highway can bring sudden panic. Most accidents involving cars and horse-drawn vehicles occur in just such situations. Amish buggies are often destroyed when they tangle with a motor vehicle, and the injuries are often severe. The solution for the residents of Goshen, Indiana, is to build a special road to a place many Amish here go to shop, Walmart. The road, which bans motor vehicles, carries Amish travelers from a small county road behind retail businesses to the parking lot of the neighborhood Walmart. Store manager Brett Greer says this Walmart has a special parking lot.
We have helped them by having a horse and buggy barn out there that's actually covered. It has a roof on it to keep the horses out of the weather a little bit and to make it a little more enjoyable for them when they come in to visit.
The road is an attempt to provide a safe way for the Amish to shop at Walmart and other nearby retail stores. County engineer Rick Ferris has taken special measures to make sure cars don't try to use the road.
We've actually put a curb across the entrance and then cut two slots for the width of the wheels of the buggy. The horses can step over the curb and the wheels can go through, which is a little different than the wheel path for cars.
Kenneth Bontrager is an Amish dairy farmer who shops at Walmart and likes the idea of having a separate road that the Amish can travel on. Right now, he hires a driver to bring him to do his shopping so he can avoid the dangerous traffic on Route 33.
Sometimes the local people are more anxious than what tourists are, but I can understand that too, because they're used to us and they want to get to where they want to go.
The Amish refer to everyone else who lives in America as the English. We English buy their fresh bread and eggs. They shop in our large chain retail stores. Joyce Bontrager, one of the English who helped make the Amish road a reality, says the coexistence of the two cultures makes seeing an Amish family shopping in Walmart just a part of life.
I walked into Walmart the other night to do some shopping, and there were two Amish friends there needing the same things that I needed. So, yes, they're going to be shopping because they don't make everything that they use in their homes.
The road cost $30,000 to build. $10,000 of that was raised by the local Amish. County officials say they want to see how this stretch of road works before considering expansion to the entire retail corridor. But for now, the Amish are thrilled to have a road providing them a safer way to shop for the things they've come to rely on. For NPR News, I'm Marianne Holland in Goshen, Indiana.